The Maitland Steam Fest coming up this weekend, and we're joined on the line here this afternoon, and we'll certainly get all the info on what's happening this weekend from Adam Franks, who is the coordinator of city events and also activation. And Adam joins us on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Adam.
Good afternoon, Pete.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, no, thank you. Happy to be on and talk a little bit about Burton Automotive Steam Fest this weekend.
Excellent, yes. Now, before we get on to what's happening this weekend, can you give us a little bit of background on Steamfest and how long it's been going for?
Yeah, so this year will be the 36th anniversary of Steamfest. So, yeah, it's well and truly ingrained into the, I suppose, yeah, the culture of Maitland, and started, I suppose, as a nod to keeping the tradition of rail alive following the, I suppose, the last steam hauled journey on the South Maitland Railway line. It's an event that, yeah, pays homage to, I suppose, the Hunter region's connection to rail and coal and steam, yeah.
Okay, so there's a great history there, and as you say, it's been around for a number of years. Now, for our listeners who have never been to Steamfest up there in Maitland, and I'm sure that, you know, we do have listeners who have always wanted to go that never had the opportunity, what can we expect? What are some of the things we can expect this weekend?
Yeah, so normally you hear Steamfest before you actually see it. So when the steam trains come rolling into town on Friday, up and down the line, you hear the event rolling into town. So it's basically a celebration of everything steam and antique machinery. So we've got a big program this weekend, so highlighted by the ARTC rail program, which is where we have two steam locomotives, locomotive 6029 and also locomotive 3526, which will be doing journeys throughout the Hunter Valley all weekend. And we've also got a program of vintage diesel rail motors as well doing trips across the valley. So trains are, I suppose, one of the big parts of Steamfest, but then we also throw that together with a whole heap of other stuff with vintage machinery, amusement, stalls, and lots of stuff this weekend.
Okay, and I've just noticed here there's going to be a lot of stuff happening at the Maitland Station precinct. Can you let us know what's going to happen there?
Yeah, so all across the station over the weekend. So that's, I suppose, where a lot of the heart of it sort of happens. It's where all the steam trains leave. We'll have amusements, live entertainment, food stalls, kids' activities, all in and around the station precinct. Best part about that is it's all free to come and take a look, so no cost to get into there. And activities right across the weekend. On Saturday night, we also, we've got a program. We're actually running till 9 o'clock at night. So Steamfest After Dark from 5 till 9 on Saturday, you'll be able to do all of the amusement rides, the food court, and we'll also have a special appearance by one of the steam locomotives on the platform of Maitland Railway Station where people can get up close and personal as well.
Just in regards to the steam locomotives you've been talking about there, do you have any information on how old those steam locomotives are at all?
Oh, look, I wish I had that for you, but I suppose one of the exciting parts of the program this year, so one of them, the Garrett Loco 6029, it's the largest operating steam locomotive in the Southern Hemisphere. We've been lucky enough to have it at Steamfest a couple of times, but it's always a really big draw card for the event. And also locomotive 3526, the other steam locomotive which will be joining us this weekend. It's the first time in quite a number of years that it's been available for Steamfest. So really looking forward to having them, and they're doing trips all across there to Newcastle, out to Paterson, to Brankston, all over the weekend.
Okay, now the Bloomfields Group Rally Ground, can you tell us what's going to be happening there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So on our rally ground, that's where I suppose we display all of the vintage steam machinery, farm machinery, tractors and things like that. So we've got really fortunate to have a really big grounds where we can display all of that. So it's a great area to go for a bit of a wander through and I suppose have a look at all the different machines and the history of them, and I suppose the different agricultural machines that farming used to use back in the day, I suppose meet the people who actually dedicate many, many hours to preserving them and keeping them alive, and just have that passion to share that with everyone.
I also mentioned too that we'll mention this as well, at Maitland Park there'll be the Ultipak Show and Shine. That sounds like it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, like I said, there's plenty happening this weekend, and the Show and Shine by Ultipak, it's another big part of the event. So we're expecting hopefully around 400 vintage cars, hot rods, everything in between to descend on Maitland Park on Sunday. So it opens from 8 o'clock, no entry fee there either. And, yeah, it's a great opportunity to go and, yeah, check out, like I said, over 400 classic cars on display.
Now, I guess for our listeners' sake today, when it comes to the event on the weekend, what time is the event starting on the weekends on both days and what time is it finishing basically?
Yeah, so 9 o'clock both days, you'll be able to come along. The show and shine on the Sunday opens just slightly earlier. And then we finish up 9 o'clock on Saturday in the station precinct and 4 o'clock on Sunday.
All righty. Now, you're talking about tickets earlier on. Where can we obtain those tickets from too?
Yeah, so we've still got plenty of tickets available over the weekend. We have had a few journeys sell out, and they're still selling fast, but there's still plenty available for people to come if they want to come over the weekend. Steamfest.com.au is the best place to go and find out more. Buy your tickets on there and find out, yeah, all the different itineraries and what's on this weekend.
Well, it sounds excellent, and hopefully the weather will be shining in Maitland this weekend for Steamfest. Adam, it's been good to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for catching up with us, and we wish you all the best for the weekend. Should be great.
Appreciate it, Pete. Thank you very much.
There he is, Adam Franks, who's the coordinator of City Events and Activation, and that is going to be huge, and hopefully you too can take part in that wonderful Steamfest. As he said, it's been around for over 30 years.